The July 2022 issue of School News Roll Call Superintendents of Orange County Annual contains a statement from Dr. Al Mihadis, Orange County Superintendent of Schools, as follows. It has been said we are a nation divided and that many of those same divisions run through Orange County, but spend any time in our communities and it is clear our interests, values, and destinies are very much aligned. From San Clemente to La Habra, Orange County families want their children to attend high-quality schools that maximize each student's potential. They want the peace of mind that comes with knowing their kids are safe, secure, and happy from the first bell to the last. They want clean campuses staffed by caring professionals who are committed to ensuring every child's academic, behavioral, and social-emotional needs are met. They want options for college and career preparation, as well as personal enrichment. It is easy to get caught up in the divergent opinions often associated with politics. It is tempting to want to choose sides. But the fact is, the traits that unite us as a county are far greater than those that divide us, and we're going to need to work together to heal the wounds of a global pandemic and fortify the values we share and hold sacred. The job of Orange County Superintendent of Schools is an elected position, but it's also a nonpartisan one that requires consensus building. Since taking office as leader of the Orange County Department of Education in 2012, I have strived to unite educators, families, businesses, elected officials, law enforcement representatives, faith-based communities, and other stakeholders behind a shared vision of what our schools can be. And we have found success in this model. We have seen our county's graduation rate rise to nearly 92%, and our dropout rates fall accordingly. We have outpaced the state on virtually all measures of academic performance. We have seen our countywide suspension rate fall to 0.2%. We have expanded our business partnerships and exponentially increased the number of career pathways and work-based learning opportunities for students. We have scaled up proven academic, behavioral, and social-emotional interventions and supports, and not just across our county, but statewide. We have put a renewed focus on engaging technologies, civic learning, and kindness. And we have met the moment of a once-in-a-lifetime public health crisis with communication, collaboration, and compassion. But the job is not done. As we emerge from a drawn-out pandemic, our students need accelerated learning, social-emotional interventions, counseling, and access to wraparound mental health services. Our dedicated school employees need extra support, grace, and stability. Our families need resources, expanded learning opportunities, communication, and a greater voice in matters of education and health. As much as we have accomplished, we still have more to do to put our students in a position to lead the nation in college and career readiness and success. Yet, we have the resources and resolve in this county to achieve anything. By working together and embracing our shared values, our potential is unlimited to create a healthier, kinder, and more prosperous Orange County that can serve as a model for all of California. That concludes the article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety, to read what your superintendent had to say.